Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is Red Sox Review, and it starts right now. Here's your host, Cooper Boardman, on WEEI.
Welcome, welcome. Red Sox Review. Wednesday night. Where would you rather be, right? Cooper Boardman with you. Sox win. 8-0. Easy tonight, right? Like, you go up early. Cooper Criswell was excellent. Last night, and we talked last night. We were pulling teeth last night. Last night was like walking on shards of glass kind of deal, right? Tonight was good. Tonight was like as simple as it gets. I'm like hard pressed to remember two more differently like in terms of emotion nights between last night and tonight. Last night was boring. Last night was gray in that Red Sox game. Tonight had everything. Tonight was a rainbow of a night for Alex Cora's team. 8-0, 16 hits, season high in hits. Cooper Criswell was just magnificent. Bullpen was outstanding. It's crazy. It's absolutely amazing what this team is doing. 617-7797-937. 617-7797-937. 37937. Cooper Boardman here. Nico Manganiello is inside the glass. And you're with us tonight live. WEEI Red Sox Review as the Sox win 8-0. Just for your programming, you know, like this is, you know, so you can write it down on your napkin or whatever. We have you until the Bruins and the Celtics end tonight. Whichever one ends first, they're racing right now. Bruins have just scored, I believe. We'll get you that look in just a moment. Nico's going to have your trending in just a few minutes. The Celtics are in the fourth quarter. As soon as that's done, we flip it over to the guys. They will get you on everything you need to know Celtics and Bruins. Between now and then, we're talking Sox, and we're talking an 8-0 win tonight over the Cleveland Guardians. And there's so many things here, right? Cooper Criswell is magnificent. They keep... I don't know what it is. If they were like going down into the quarries looking for, you know, starting pitching, but the Boston Red Sox before the season, how they were unearthing these guys and saying, hey, we can unlock the best in them. But Cooper Criswell is the latest version of it. Started at AAA, a guy who signed for $1 million for 1 year in the offseason, who had some options, who wanted to come here. He was great. Awesome. Connor Wong, love it, right? Anytime you can get some power from the catching position for when your catcher isn't a Contreras or an Adley Rutschman or a Will Smith or a JT Realmuto, though that's probably a couple years a little bit removed. Cal Raleigh, anytime you got a catcher who isn't named one of those dudes and they're giving you consistent offensive production, awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome stuff. But tonight, to me, all of that is great. All of that is part of the story. The number one most important thing that happened tonight in the context of this season for the Boston Red Sox is Rafi Devers and what he did tonight. We sat here last night and we went through the whole roster, which was really fun. we went through every guy that is remaining, right? Every guy that is still standing, and some of them are swaying in place right now, it feels like. The number one difference for the Boston Red Sox to be a team that can compete and a team that can do just enough offensively, because I think the pitching is going to be there. I think there's pretty much no question about it. Cooper Criswell, shoot, lowered his ERA tonight. Lowered the team's ERA tonight. 2 innings, 5-run ball out of the starting pitching side of things for the Red Sox. But there has to be some way, someone who can take this offense, put it upon his back, and carry a piano like it is weightless. And there's only one guy. Tyler O'Neill can hit, obviously. Jarren Duran had a nice start to the season. Willy Abreu, love the approach, love what he's doing. But there's only one guy that can take an offense and make it his, and make it, and do enough on a nightly basis to keep them in games and win games with his bat. And if you get the Raffy Devers, some semblance of a version of the Raffy Devers that you did tonight, this team can win. This team can win a lot of games in the regular season. I really do mean that. It's not an eyewash thing. Like, they really, really can. If you get the guy that, you know, gets a changeup that was not a poor pitch from Cookie Carrasco on the outside corner, and he can get under that and lift it the opposite way for home runs with that Fenway-esque swing, if you get that guy, if you get the guy who hammered the double tonight, pushing it the other way after getting jammed a little bit and just being strong and, most importantly, healthy enough, this team can win games. This team can be a team that, you know, we talked about it last night, and I'll give you the numbers if you weren't with us or haven't been paying too close attention. All the Red Sox do is play games where nobody scores 6 runs, right? 12 of the 25 have been decided by 2 runs or fewer. They've now played 11 games where no one scored more than 5 runs in the games. They're going to be playing 1-0, 2-1, 3-1, 4-1, 5-3, 5-4, so on and so forth all year long. You're going to live it with us. It's going to hurt sometimes. It hurt last night. But tonight, Raffy Devers showed, and I know they pound out 16 hits. I know it's the best offensive night of the year by some metrics, certainly in hits, and they score 8 runs, and they hit for extra base pop, and all that's great. 3 in the 6th, 2 in the 9th, after the one spots early in the day. But on the nights where it's 3-2, on the nights where it's 4-1, on the nights where it's 2-3-run games, tight margins, that's the dude who has to take those swings. And that's what people got on him about last year. He produced, he didn't have protection, but they're in a situation now where they're not going to have Tristan Casas for the foreseeable future. They're not going to have Trevor Story maybe for the season. They're not going to have the known commodities in the lineup. He is the known commodity. Tyler O'Neill is somewhat of that, but Raffy Devers is the guy. Capital T, capital G, the guy. And they need this from him. If there is no other option, if he does not give them consistently what he gave them tonight, if he is not the best version of himself, if he is not the 2022 version of himself or the 2021 version of himself, they will not win enough games. They will not score enough. But I don't know. I watch it tonight and I believe. I watch it tonight and I think he is that guy. I think, and the health and the shoulder, they're going to have to manage. But obviously, they got it right this time because that guy had full use of all of his motor function tonight. No question about it. All right, got to hit a quick break.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're going to come back. We'll do trending, get you the Celtics update, get you the Bruins update. We'll hear from you, see the calls. I also see the texts, 37937 on the text line, 617-779-7937 on the phone line, 617-779-7937. And then we will hear as well from Alex Cora. We'll get to all that. Red Sox win 8-0. We talk to you on the other side of this break. Trending first with Nico. This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Welcome. Welcome back. Red Sox Review. WEEI, Red Sox reviewing a win, 8-0, 14 wins for your Boston Red Sox on the road in Cleveland. They get the victory tonight. Cooper Boardman, Nico Manganiello. Nico, inside the glass. How you feeling? What do we think right here? This team...
Better than expected, for sure. I didn't see this coming.
No. All year. And you kind of like, you keep waiting for like the bad thing to happen. And I know we're going to talk to people in a second. I'm sure they're going to say something like that. But what if the bad thing never happens? What if this is the world that we live in?
I mean, it's possible, but at some point it does feel like the floor's going to come out from underneath on
this. So you're
team.
One of the people.
I'm one of those people.
All right.
I don't think you can have this many injuries and keep going the way they are, but it's been impressive. I'll give them that. This team deserves credit.
I'm going to stand on the other side of the line, but I see your side of the line. I get your side of the line. Let's hear what other sides of the line. 617-7797-937, 617-7797-937. Text line open as well, 37937. But let's get you to the phone lines here, and we will start it off tonight in Westfield. We're going to Carl. Carl, welcome tonight to Red Sox Review.
Yes. Yes, it is. It is a welcoming evening. When the pundit said the lowly Red Sox with a pitcher without a win under his belt going against the best team in baseball. Well, let's see what happens. The story of 16 hits, half of which is 8 runs. Clearly, Devers is not injured. Gee, what a difference it makes. That's okay. We had a good game. But a pitcher with no prior wins, shut them down, and they got 0 runs. Let's keep this in simple terms. We have to go back to 1966, then the Cleveland Indians, before political correctness. That's the last time they went 18-6. They could have had the 6th win in a row, but nope. The lowly Red Sox just pounded down the best team in baseball. And I have to agree with everyone. Yeah, it looks bad when our best shortstop gets injured, but he's one player. Then another one. And the next man up that I gave on the radio, according to Belichick, it's working. You know, you just have to believe in yourself and give them a chance. And I agree with you, my friend. I said this from the beginning. Don't underestimate this team. We got some ill aces, and if Devers in the offense comes back, and this is the biggest part, when you don't screen door submarine yourself with the worst defense since the Bad News Bears, look what can happen. Thank you. It's a long season. Let's enjoy the ride.
Absolutely. Well said, Carl. And I think, you know, number one, the reality is you can withstand so much if you can pitch in the starting rotation. We saw the opposite of it last year. But when you can pitch the way that they have pitched, and they have pitched otherworldly, and I do think that at some point the ERA is going to come up a little bit because it almost has to. But when you pitch the way that they have, the bullpen has been very good. And I know you could stare at a rote ERA number, and it, you know, there are a couple of blowups in some difficult situations in that Baltimore series that makes that ERA higher than it should be out of the pen. And a lot of the underlying stuff's really good. And they strike out a ton of guys, which is the biggest factor between bullpen success, is that strikeout number and the lack of walks that they've gotten. You know, all that's great, but you know, you're getting hammered on these injuries. Yeah, it's tough, but You know, I just go back to, and we told this story after Cooper Criswell's first start. I talked to him in Worcester the week before he made his first start. And you know, we were just talking about, you know, how he got here. Because this is a guy at 6'6", with all the stuff in the world, the body to be a major league pitcher, the body to be a really good major league pitcher at that, who had a lot of options in this offseason. You know, he had a lot of teams who wanted him. And he chose the Red Sox, and he chose the Red Sox because of Andrew Bailey. And the Red Sox signed this guy for 1 year and $1 million, and you didn't really pay that much attention to it because it was December and there were bigger and better things going on. But this dude's come in here and done this, and it's not an accident. That's the thing. It's not an accident. And that's the kind of reason, because of the pitching development plans that they've put in place, because of the confidence that they've instilled in these guys, because of the work that they've done, the connections that they've made, the direction that this organization is going in, especially on the pitching side of it, that's why. And that's why they can withstand. Now, over 162, we might sit here in August and September and say, yeah, they just didn't have enough. They just couldn't do it without Tristan Casas' power. They just couldn't do it without Trevor Story's defense. But they're in a much better position than just about anybody else in baseball because of what they do on the pitching side. All right, 617-779-7937, 37937 on the text line. Keep on talking to you. We're going to New Orleans. Glenn, welcome once again to Red Sox Review.
Cooper, my friend, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good after tonight. How about you?
I would say the same. That might have been their best overall performance of the season, particularly on the defensive side where they turned, I remember one double play, no way I thought they were going to do it. A lot of hitting, that's always good to see. I'm kind of with your running mate, I guess, on the other side of the glass as far as is this sustainable for the entire season. That would be my concern. But I'm also concerned, and I'm almost fearing them going back to Boston. At this point, I would be happy if they played all of the games on the road, if this is what we're going to get. If we can just split at home, if they're going to play like this on the road, maybe a miracle can happen. But it was certainly enjoyable tonight, and I wanted to call up and let you know that I thoroughly enjoyed that game, and hopefully we'll see a few more of those over the next couple of days, finishing up against Cleveland and then with the Cubs.
Yeah, Cubs coming in. Amen. So, amen, Glenn. Yeah. I appreciate the positivity and appreciate the call. It's always good to hear from you. And, you know, you're right. And it's, you know, there haven't been you live a lot of last year without nights like tonight. So it's one to bask in. You know, I again, and Nico, he's with you. You know, in terms of the long term, the long term concerns are obvious, right? Like, we don't need to get into it too much. It's right. You're so hurt. This roster to begin with was not, you know, maybe the most incredible offense in baseball. You know, there was so much concern about the pitching. I think they've answered most of those questions. I get it. I totally get it. But I just think if you're built to win pitching wise, if you believe in the pitching, and that's, you know, some people don't. We have this conversation every night. But if you believe in the pitching, you should believe in their ability to play this good baseball at a minimum, I think.
I don't know how much I believe in this lineup, though. That's the issue. And defensively, they're atrocious. That's my biggest concern, especially with Story gone. Like you said, the roster wasn't very good to begin with. I almost feel like to be a playoff team, everything had to go right for them. And everything's gone wrong so far outside of the pitching. Got to give a lot of credit to Andrew Bailey because the pitching is keeping them in games. I just don't think it's sustainable with really half a major league lineup. Right now, it's less than half a major league lineup with some of these injuries.
Sadon Rafaela at shortstop, I think, has changed defense. I really do. And I, you know, what he did tonight, and Glenn, the caller there, was talking about the double play off the bat of Brian Rocchio. And Rafaela is, you know, has really, again, he just makes plays and he just makes it look simple. And it's a lot to make him the everyday shortstop, but I think that that, you know, there's no bigger differentiator between a team's overall defense and their shortstop. I mean, those two things are directly correlated when you go through the years and you look at the Rangers and Corey Seager and the defensive jump that they took, and the Rockies and Ezekiel Tovar and the defensive jump that they took. And you can go up and Willy Adames in Milwaukee. You can go up and down and up and down and look at all these different teams over the last 5-6 years that have taken bad that have been bad defensive teams in 1 month and 1 year and good defensive teams the next. And the biggest correlation is a shortstop. And I, you know, the say it on Rafaela of it all has been a big conversation, but him there has changed things, I think, just over the last 6 days. And doesn't mean everything. You got to do it for much longer. They've been playing bad defense much longer than playing good defense. But it looks different to me. It looks different to me.
It definitely looks different with Sadon there. I mean, I like Rafaela. He just got to, of course, learn how to hit the ball. This way he can have value on both sides of the lineup.
The Rafaela side of it tonight, I thought the swing tonight on the hanging slider was so encouraging, that double down the line. I just want to, this is an aside, and we'll get to your calls in just one sec. I see him, 617-779-7937, 37937. They're also about to finish up at TD Garden, so special edition KJ and Lions. They got Terp live at the Garden as well, so they'll all talk to you about the C's and then Bruins right afterwards. And that's become a Brad Marchand scoring fest. He's just scored in that game. Have the Bees tied it, Nico?
They just took the lead 3-2.
Took the lead 3-2.
Toronto tied it about a minute ago 2-2. Bruins, good response right there.
Just for FCC records, that is not play-by-play. No, so, you know, from the Red Sox side of this on Sadon Rafaela, I just need to just kind of walk through this because we've been talking about him a lot, and we just haven't had time over the last 5 days to talk with you fully about him. What you're seeing from Sadon, first of all, you're seeing a guy adjusting in the major leagues. This is the way he hits. Like, sometimes you're going to get in situations like this. Like, there's going to be 3 weeks that look really bad that because he doesn't walk. And so he's either impacting the baseball and slugging and hitting the baseball with consistency, or he's not giving you anything. But, oh, by the way, during all this, he's giving you very good defense, which is why he's on the major league roster. But at some point here, and it's going to happen before your eyes, and it might not be tomorrow, it might have started tonight. I thought the swing tonight, on that breaking ball, that you know, it's a two-hit night for him, but I thought that swing looked Sadon vintage-esque. At some point, you're going to wake up and you're going to look back at a 4 or 5 day stretch that Sadon Rafaela had, and you're going to say, oh, I get it. He's going to show that. And he showed it a little spurt last year at the end of last year, but it will happen. It will happen. And they believe it will happen. And if he's in there every day, it will happen. But, you know, you're going to have to deal with some of this. And, when he is a full-fledged major leaguer in 3 or 4 years from now, not that he's not right now, I just mean when he's a guy that you're used to being in the lineup every single day and doesn't feel like a rookie to you, you're going to know, all right, this is one of Sadon's few weeks where it's not there. But when it's there, that's a switch that flips big time, man. And it's an exciting thing. So just one note on that. All right, let's keep it going. 617-779-7937, 37937. Go to our friend Wally in Fall River. You are on the air right now on Red Sox Review.
What's up, Coop? Well, we lost another guy to injury. Where's it? Brian Bello's going to be out 10 days. But you got guys dropping like flies with injury, but this team is showing a little resiliency. You look at tonight, I mean, we had it was a good victory. We cruised. We didn't have to sweat for anything. We got runs early, and we added on. And we got another good start from our starter, which was, it's just like Carl pulling a rabbit out of a hat. We had another good start, which was totally unexpected. But one thing right now, I have a replacement for Bobby Dalby. The Cubs just released a first baseman, Garrett Cooper. He's only making $1 million. I think he's fitting good in this lineup. He won't hit 30 home runs, but he'll play good defense, and he'll hit a lot better than Bobby Dalby. Also, if I was Craig Breslow right now, there's three teams that are out of it. You get the Marlins, you get the White Sox, and you get the A's. I'd be scouting them for a pitcher. One of the third or fourth starters, maybe you could get them cheap. But to wait till Adele, I mean, this team is playing better than expected with all the injuries and everything. So, it's like gravy now. But I think they're going to have to do something before the deadline. I mean, your pitching is very thin now. I mean, you have to admit that. But you win tomorrow, you have a 5-1 road trip, you got to go back to Fenway, and, you can't split. You want to have another good homestand. But it just can't happen what happened with the other road trip. They came back, and they fell apart.
No doubt. And Wally, thank you for the call. You know, what I think there is, you kind of look at it from the perspective for them. Oh, we got the music going now. All right. You look at it for what the Red Sox have done with Bobby Dalbec in the lineup here, at this point. I just think, Garrett Cooper's a good idea, right? But this dude's striking out a third of the time. Like, I'm just, again, like, all these, everybody wants to go find the guy that's being DFA'd right now. It's not that easy. But at some point, they're going to make a choice. They're going to find somebody. So, I don't know. We'll find out together. That is it for us tonight on Red Sox Review. That's what that music means. Music means the Celtics have lost. Oh, boy. Here we go. We got special edition, though. KJ and Lyons. They're going to check in with Justin Turpin at TD Garden. That'll be fun. We will also get you some Bruins conversation as well. So let's get you from baseball to basketball to hockey. The night continues. This is it for us, though, on the baseball side of things. For Nico Manganiello, I'm Cooper Boardman. We will talk to you tomorrow on Red Sox Review. KJ and Lyons are next on WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.